Hello, hello, hello. This is Zoe from Seneca, and today we're going to be looking at the periodic table for the physical setting and chemistry exam for the New York Regents. Okay, so let's start off. The periodic table is arranged into, no points for guessing, periods and groups. So, the periodic table is the table that organises all of the elements into groups and periods. The elements are arranged in order of proton number, starting with hydrogen that has a proton number of 1. It's good to start at 1. A period is a row in the periodic table. Elements in the same period have their valence electrons in the same shell. The diagram highlights period 3, if you look at the diagram on the website. Magnesium and sulfur are in the same period. In simple terms, they have the electron configuration 282 and 286, respectively. So, their valence electrons are in the same shell. A group is a column in the periodic table. Elements in the same group have their electrons in similar orbitals. They often have very similar properties. A group N element has N valence electrons. For example, carbon is in group 4 and has 4 valence electrons. The halogens are all in group 7. Fluorine's simplified electron configuration is 2-7. Chlorine's is 2-8-7. We see that both of them have the same number of valence electrons. We also know that halogens have very similar chemical properties. Okay, so what is this list of elements an example of? Li, Be, B, C, N, O, F, Ne. And the answer is a period. Okay, elements in the same period have their valence electrons in the same shell. The periods are rows in the periodic table. The periodic table can be organized into 4 sections. These are labeled S, P, D, and F. So, the 2 leftmost columns make up the S block. This is called the S block because elements in it all have their valence electrons in the S orbitals. However, helium is also an S block element because it has the electron configuration 1s2. So even though that's on the right side, it's still an S block element. Okay. The P block, the 6 rightmost columns make up the P block. This is called the P block because all of the elements in the P block have a partially filled P subshell. Nice how that works. The D block lies between the S and the P blocks. Elements in the D block have a partially filled D subshell, and elements in the D block are often called the transition metals. So, metal. The F block is detached along the bottom of the periodic table. Elements in the F block have a partially filled F subshell. This is starting to make sense, you know what I'm saying? These elements are referred to as the lanthanides and the actinides, top and bottom row, respectively. Okay, so which block with the transition metals, with the transition metal tungsten, lie in? The answer is D, where the transition metals are. Okay, an element has the configuration 286. Which of the following electron configurations would represent an element in the same group? The answer is 2886. Okay. And which of the following is an S-block element that does not sit on the left-hand side of the periodic table? And the answer is helium. The D-block elements have a partially filled D subshell. Okay, that's all for today. Thank you very much for joining, and we'll see you next time. All the best.
Cool. Thank you for listening to this episode on Seneca Prep. Hope it was useful. Make sure you subscribe to this channel to keep updated and get all of your cool test prep podcasts.